From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. Headlines, we got your hot, fresh headlines right here every day. So let's start today in New Orleans. Doing the headlines is fun. Yesterday, a judge put nearly 100 criminal cases on hold, and according to the Associated Press, the city's legal system still hasn't recovered from Hurricane Katrina. Louisiana State Judge Arthur Hunter Jr. made that decision. He said the city's defender's office, that is, the free attorneys for people who can't afford a private one, doesn't have enough attorneys to go around. Hunter ordered a freeze on more than 40 cases last month as well. Let's move on to health right now. Why are African Americans less likely to donate kidneys? We're talking about living people who want to give to family, friends, or other folks in need. A new study from Wake Forest University School of Medicine found some surprising reasons. 30% of potential black donors couldn't donate because of obesity. That's nearly twice the rate for whites. 12% of possible black donors dropped out of the screening process, compared to less than 2% of whites. Those studies will continue, trying to find out a reason for that dropout rate. Moving on to the world of music, Senegalese American rapper Akon is in the doghouse. He recently hit his stride with his platinum-selling record Convicted. He's opening for Gwen Stefani on her tour, and he signed a lucrative deal with wireless provider Verizon. Now, that all fell apart when he was performing in Trinidad last month. He had raw, simulated sex on stage with a 15-year-old preacher's daughter. You can find that video online. Verizon has since severed all ties with Akon and Stefani's tour and cut him out of the money loop for endorsing their product.